Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for supporting Lakeshore Public Radio on the dial at 89.1 FM and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges, your host for Midwest Beats, a program all about music and the people who make it. Coming up on hour two of today's show, between two and three, Stop Drop Rewind. Local Chicagoland alt-rock trio Stop Drop Rewind, been guest on this show before. They got new stuff to talk about that they've been busy on during the shutdown, and we're going to get to hear some new music from those guys. Coming up this hour, Ola Timothy, a popular Chicago bassist who spends a lot of time performing and recording as a session and sideman. Well, Ola's going to talk to us today not only about his career and his journey, but about his brand new self-titled album. It's coming up. You'll get to hear it tonight, today, on Midwest Beat. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Lounges. It's time for Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. As I mentioned on the other side of the news, coming up in the second hour, Stop Drop Rewind, local Chicagoland alt-rock trio. They have been in the studio with us in the past, and they're going to be with us today. We've got some new music to debut from them, a new album in the works. But this hour, Ola Timothy, popular Chicago bassist who has spent a lot of time performing and recording as an in-demand session and sideman. Today, Ola is going to talk about his career journey and a brand new album that is his own. The Ola album, it's finally coming out, and we're going to feature a little bit of music from it, and we're going to talk to the man himself in just a moment. Let's give you one of the tunes from it. This is A.A. from the Ola album. Ola Timothy joining us next. Yeah.
adie ohun la siko e dalaye ma fo wura sere o ore mi ojo lo
like that. That's very smooth. I love it. Ola Timothy, brand new music. You're hearing it here first on Midwest Beats on Lakeshore Public Radio. Ola is a very popular bass player, obviously singer, songwriter as well, who spends a lot of time performing and recording as an in-demand session and sideman throughout Chicagoland, including on some of the albums that we're going to talk about today and some of the guests we've had and will have in the future on this show. But today, Ola and I are going to be talking about his career, his journey, and finally putting out his own album, aptly titled Ola. And listeners are going to hear more songs from it, like the one we just heard there. Ola, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Good to have you. I'm sorry you couldn't be in the studio.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I wish I would make it down. Something just happened. I couldn't make it down. But I'm glad I can talk to you.
Yes, sir. That's a great song. Let's talk about the album. When is it going to drop? When is it officially ready, and how are you going to start getting it to the public?
Actually, we had it released sometime last year, but we're going to have the release party and have a little tour coming this summer. So we're busy, me and Andy, we're busy putting the dates together and getting venues together where we're going to have the release party.
And okay.
By then, we'll make it known.
And Andy is with us, Andy Sutton of Sutton Music Co., who is helping you with this project, and member of Stop Drop Rewind, who's going to be on the show next. But Andy, what's the game plan here as the marketing guy behind this and the head of Sutton Music?
Well, you know, Ola's stuff is in the U.S. is classified as world music.
Right.
So we're going to be doing a world music type push out where we go to a lot of college radio and stuff. But also we're going to be trying to get into places like Andy's Jazz Club, Green Mill, where they appreciate that type of, you know, that type of vibe that's a little bit different, you know, because Ola has a very pop type vibe, you know. But I think what's nice about it is it's different enough to where it's not the same thing you hear all the time, you know.
Right. Ola, what exactly is the language that you're singing in? I'm familiar with some of the African music as far as like Johnny Clegg and Savuka and some of the artists. You know, Jonathan Butler, of course, came from South Africa. You are Nigerian, correct?
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that language is Yoruba language from the West African Yoruba language, and you can hear it in part of the Caribbean, like the Brazil, they have it too, and you can go to Cuba, they have it too. Also in Colombia, you can have Yoruba language. Basically, it's just like it's a language that actually most times gives me the, I wouldn't say the freedom. I mean, I speak the little English I can understand with a good accent that confuses Andy at times. So it's just like that. The language actually gives me real meaning of what I'm trying to sing, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I'm trying to, well, one good thing I've actually also realized is I've had people walk to me in some performances. And they tell like, okay, this song you sang, what does it mean? And I'll be like, okay, this is what this is. And they're like, it'll give you something like that. Yeah, I felt something close to that. And that also, that is like a truth to tell you, to just say that, I mean, the universal language of music is working right there. I mean, I didn't have to tell you what I was singing, before you told me, okay, you felt exactly what the song is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something.
I was telling Andy when he first got here, I was listening to some of these tracks on the way here, and it's funny you mentioned Brazil, because it, I had a feel of almost a Sergio Mendes kind of groove to it. I used to love that stuff. A lot of that came out in the 60s, and my sisters listened to it, and I felt that it's smooth. You're kind of grooving in your seat as you're listening to it. I just love that feel to it. But there's also a little bit of Stanley Clark, a little bit of Herbie Hancock Headhunters in there.
Oh, definitely. Those are my heroes, man. Those ones, I mean, what I try to always do is, those guys you just mentioned, they are like, I mean, the luminaries that they are, they've got this river of knowledge. Oh, like you can actually take to the next level. So it's like I'm learning I'm in their school, learning their language,
mm-hmm.
and trying to do something new with my original language. So, I mean, there's nothing I will basically, like, if I was going to play some of the Nigerian traditional music, I mean, it's a good, I will play it. But the only thing that makes it stand out for me, that makes it kind of original for me,
mm-hmm.
is when I can infuse something new into it and just bring out something. Me and Andy was working on one song sometime last year. I don't know if it's called Taxi Driver. We're going to be playing it soon, or one of the shows too. And I was telling Andy, I've played it for many years. I never heard it played, like, sounded this way, because it was being... No, not even just being played by different players, or it was being simply the people is like teaching somebody a new language. When they eventually speak that language, it's like speaking English.
I'm losing you.
And the accent is kind of might be interesting, but okay, at least this is it's something new. So when we were playing that song, I told them, I said, this song is amazing. I've never heard this song this wonderful all my life.
Hmm.
And that is, that is one of the things I see, like, when you try to infuse something, like, something from different part of the world, get it, and come up with something new, it's always.
How many songs are on this album? He mentioned, Andy, that it's already been released, but you haven't really done a celebration for it.
Right, because mm-hmm. of COVID and everything.
Yeah.
What is there, 10 tracks on this, right?
11 tracks.
11 you added tracks. That one, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to play another song, and then we'll talk some more with Ola Timothy about this brand new album. This is a new one. Check it out. We'll talk after.
Ekolo lere, ekolo lasha, eko gba gbere moni sisi eko erora boy si eko si pele eko fe wahala rara atomo kekere atagbalagba atokunrin atobirin gbogbo wa lale ko.
Lagos, that's new music from Ola Timothy. Lagos, of course, in Nigeria, his native country. And I got to ask you, Ola, I remember talking to the guys from Wings when they recorded Band on the Run in Lagos. And they said that there was a studio there that a lot of famous folks worked in. Did you happen to ever record there?
Yeah, it's called Deca Studio.
Okay.
Yeah, I recorded some songs with him. I wasn't recording bass there. Because I started as a drummer. I was recording with some local finalized band, Fuji, music and Asian band, in Deca. And I'm so happy. My friend was telling me, my friend from Greece, he traveled to, he was in Vegas last week, he was telling me he was in the studio, and it felt so good to be back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
They had this great musician that was recording there. I'm still there. Yeah, it's called Deca Studio.
Now, I'm learning so much about you. First, I remember you playing with Lauren and all the different groups I've seen you with as a bass player and a very competent and important part of that band. But now you're telling me you started as a drummer. I didn't realize that you were such a songwriter. And Andy told me during that playing of that song that this isn't your first album. It's just your first U.S. release, that you had in Nigeria. So I'm learning all these things about you. You're like an onion. I'm peeling the layers back here. So let's talk about some of the earlier recordings. Are they still available somewhere?
Yeah, they're available. So what I'm trying to actually... So when... This is a little story I'm going to tell you. So the phone... Let me do something. So anytime I try... All these days, my name is correctly... is when I'm in Nigeria or some little, even not some, even some African country, they never really already, like, right, never say it right. So I actually had to adapt the all apart, which is easier, and everybody does think that. So when I actually said, I released this album, I decided to make it that same name, which is Ola, and from there I decided to just say, okay, this is the name of the album.
Okay.
My name, and it, you know what I'm saying?
Make it easier.
Yeah, make it easier. So the other albums I have a full name, Ola Militisi, and you can always get it on the same place where other ones are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Andy, tell me about working with Ola. You've played in all different styles, from alternative to punk to jazz to just about everything as a drummer and a band leader. Is this your first stab at world music, per se?
Not at world music, but definitely music from this part of the world.
Okay.
You know, so I had to learn a lot about Afrobeat and...
Because the rhythms are completely different.
They are, yeah. So you were talking about some like samba and Brazil types of things. Mm-hmm. And Afrobeat's almost like samba, but backwards. You know, okay. Like, so you would normally play like a one, a two, you know, but on Afrobeat you play one E, two E, like that type of thing. So it's kind of backwards. So it was really interesting to learn that. But they're also Ola, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a South African samba that we were working on as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's one of the tunes that we were playing live.
I know. That's
Ire. Ire, right. And that's from one of his previous albums. And what was that groove called?
It's the groove of that the one you're playing. It's a 6/8 waro.
You remember the? It's a samba, but it's a South African samba.
It's a South African. Yeah. I know. That's the one. Batanga. That's Batanga.
Yes. Yeah. So you know, you had, like he was saying earlier, you kind of have to learn it like a new language. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's something that you have to kind of study for a little while and practice. You know, because you're so, if you know, I've played a lot of samba stuff and I've played a lot of Afro-Cuban music and stuff. And when you get trained into that type of mindset, your hands and your feet go there. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you kind of have to retrain yourself as a completely different thing, which can be kind of difficult. And I'd never listened to like Richard Bona or anybody like that before. And then Ola got to turn me on to some of those artists as well. You know, but Ola also has a really great sense of harmony and rhythm, you know, so I pick his ear a lot for, you know, some different, even like for the Lauren Dukes project, I'll pick his ear for like some different types of sounding harmonies and different types of sounding chordal movements and stuff that I wouldn't normally think of, but he can because that's where he came from, you know.
Mm-hmm. So we have 11 tracks on this album. Are all of these new, or some of these you're saying are from previous albums?
No.
What did you say? What's that again?
All the tracks from this album are new.
They're brand new. Okay.
Yeah, but all brand new.
The tracks from the previous albums, when we play live.
Oh, you've been working them out.
Yeah, we just played them live. Yeah.
So with these new songs, what was the creative process like working in the U.S.?
Unpack the things that she's coming to sign you.
Actually, this album is being his first U.S. release. A lot of these tracks from this album had already been written.
Mm-hmm.
And since we have been devoting so much time to the Lauren Dukes project lately, you know, we haven't finished a lot of the ones that were written here. So a lot of these tracks are already been written.
So basically, he brought these over with him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this was his next album, basically.
Okay. Ola, what was it that brought you to America and how long have you been here?
Yeah, I've been here for like 4 years now.
Okay.
It's the music. I've been coming here. I would say I settled in here for 4 years now, but I've been coming here since 2009. So that's what's happening. But it's basically what brought me is music. Basically, that's what it is. No.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's play another song. Andy, you brought this one in today. What is this that you said you get guest players?
Yes. So Marco Villarreal, local player, played on this this track, and so did Nick Bird has played on this track as well. This is you want to prep this one, Ola? This is a Sanwa?
Yep. I saw that. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one.
Okay. Nick Bird and Marco both Villa. Local players here.
They played on that, right.
They're both excellent guitar players. So we're going to hear it, and then we're going to talk about that song after this. This is a Sanwa. A Sanwa, is that right? Did I say that right?
Yep.
I did. Okay. All right. That was another one of those that has that, you know, you kind of groove in your seats while you're listening to that. I don't know what you're singing, but I like it.
it's a song about it should be well with us. Like, we just have to appreciate everything we see around us in terms of nature, in terms of the breeze, in terms of most of the things you see around us, they are just free gifts. Mm-hmm. And we should appreciate them, and we should enjoy them, because it's a privilege. It's a privilege to have those things. I mean, look at last year, people, we lost people, we lost loved ones,
mm-hmm.
we lost family members, and whatever little time you have with the people around you, in terms of whatever time you can spend with them, you should appreciate those little times.
Yeah.
And let everything be well.
So kind of reminding you to appreciate the things that we so often take for granted, thinking they'll be here tomorrow to enjoy.
Exactly. We would just be like, oh, I wish I had enjoyed this time. I wish I had done this. I wish I had done this little thing that doesn't really even cost you nothing.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, when you sit down to write, are you primarily writing on your own? Do you collaborate? How do these songs come together? They seem incredibly complex.
No, most of the time when I write, I just basically write in terms of the feel. You see, in terms of whatever inspires me. I can be walking on the street, just inspire me, and I'll just put an idea on my phone. And when I'm putting the idea on my phone, after that, I will just continue that with that later on. And afterwards, I can eventually put it together. And I can tell you right now, how it comes together. I can tell you, it's still one of the things that amazes me too. But basically, that, like I was saying, you learn from this, you learn from that. And by the time you're trying to build something, you just keep finding something new. You're like, you're just appearing in a new land at every point. I guess that's how the whole thing just comes around.
So it just keeps evolving.
Exactly. It surprises me too, most of the time.
A lot of that, that's the same case with a lot of jazz, too, which is why I like the bebop era and the Miles and the Dizzy years, because it's like you can hear them, and then you see them live, and the song takes on a whole new life, because they've grown as musicians, as people, and the song has grown along with them. When you perform these live, do you try to stay as faithful to the recordings, or do you let these songs take you where they need to take you?
Most of the time, I have a lead sheet. Most of the time, I don't have a lead sheet. So what I do is I have a pre-production with my Logic most of the time. With the pre-production, I already have everything recorded, like the way I think it should sound. So most of them, when I get the musicians down, I will tell them, okay, this is the music, this is what I want you to play, what you hear in the sound. And most of the time, they come up with amazing things, like me and Handy. Like when we start to rehearse some maybe a new tune, we always argue about this four and two, and I'd be like, no, Handy, four, no, it's two, it's four, it's two, you know. And this is like, he is hearing from a different perspective, and by the time we come together in that language, it becomes something new, because he is now playing it from Andy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Which is well appreciated and brings another kind of a new
song. A new perspective to the song.
Exactly, into the song, which is what I'm looking for.
So you guys get to improvise a bit.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, with any type of jazz, especially like this type of jazz where it's arranged, you know, the players that you hire are all – the point of hiring different players, I should say, is to have them bring a different perspective, you know. So me and Ola actually work a lot with Joe, you know, with Joe Marcinek. And that's what Joe's show is kind of based on too.
Joe never plays anything the same.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So the different players that he hires – gives a different vibe or a different flavor, you know? And then when you have something like a band that's being put together for like, you know, Stop, Drop, Rewind or like R&B, like Lauren Dukes, whatever, the specific vibe with the specific players that you have shouldn't change because that's the product that you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
But in jazz, you know, the product is really the melody and the perspective you bring to that. You're conversing on a specific topic. You know.
Now, do you have a set band, Ola, that you're going to be performing these songs with, or is this going to be like Joe Marcinek, where it's always different players?
Now, at the moment, which, well, me and Handy were trying to put together, me and Handy, we're trying to invite Marco, and they're trying to get a good keyboard player around, and probably, depending on the
venue. Keyboard players are very scarce these days.
They are very scarce. So,
but me and Ola have also done some things with Dakobi. You know Dakobi, our vibe player. And so I felt from the very beginning that that would be a good fit for this type of music. And so we had a kind of we've been getting together with Kobe on and off, and he has to play a little bit differently too, you know, because the vibes are a really good fit for this type of music, you know, but you have to play a little bit differently because they can't be so long, you know, the notes can't be so long. It's got to be really
he like, can't do the Lionel Hampton thing.
Yes. Yeah.
He's got to learn the new language.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's a really cool vibe type of thing for this type of project. And, you know, like I said, like Ola was saying, you know, Marco played on that tune and took a solo on it. He's got the right type of vibe for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Marco is another one of those guys. I mean, he's done shows for me that were metal, that were flamenco, nylon string. I mean, he can play anything. And his experimental stuff that he did in L.A. that was kind of proggy. Whereas Nick Bird is very rooted in, like, gospel and blues.
Well, and that's what you'll notice about very versatile musicians is that they're able to kind of they're able to humbly look at their instrument, too, and be able to say, like, you know, like, let me break down everything and start from the beginning, you know, like, with this vibe, you know, with this type of idea, you know. And on the other hand, when you have somebody like Nick who has something really special, you know, that's what you want them to do all the time. You
that's
know?
His trademark and his sound.
That's,
he's
that's
known
his sound,
for it.
You know. So, yeah, it's interesting to work with different people and see what their process is.
Ole, we were talking about how most of these 11 songs that you are recording and have recorded here were written prior to you coming here. Andy was letting me know a little bit more about that off air. But now that you've been here a couple of years and you are working with a lot of these guys as a core group with Andy and Marco, what is the writing process like now for you? Have you had a chance to sit down with these new U.S. musicians and created something new?
Yeah, me and Handy actually, apart from this album, me and actually, we already worked on about five, me, Handy, and Kobe. Yeah, during the lockdown, we were working a lot. We were doing some sessions like once or twice a week, just checking new tunes. And I know we've done like some of the tunes I wrote before and some of the tunes that I just wrote when I got here. But one thing I can tell you is, I mean, the more you play with people, different people, the more you hear music differently.
Mm-hmm.
So that has also influenced my writing. I mean, I've written a couple of songs even after that. By the time we sit down, me and Handy, we're going to work on it and just put some arrangements together and possibly record it again. But I've definitely written some songs recently, and they are definitely influenced. They are all definitely influenced with the people I've played with since I got here. Definitely, I can tell you right now.
Okay, so we're going to hear a slightly different curve to your music a little bit.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, always. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Andy,
exactly, that's the right word.
Andy, when do you anticipate that this newer music will come out that we can hear? Is any of it recorded yet, or if it's not, when will it be?
There are snippets of ideas here and there. Mainly, we've been working on turning some of the original stuff, the new stuff that we have been writing, and the stuff that's on the record, turning that into a presentable live show. That's kind of the priority number one right now. Is like what's going to sound good in what order, and like what's going to come across really well. You know, because some, you know, for most tunes, you know, you're not going to play them like you write them on a record, you know, that's a completely different medium. And so you have to be able to come up with a live arrangement of those tunes, you know? So that's kind of priority number one. I would say, like, you know, since there are some snippets of ideas here and there, that's kind of like the next project that I'm going to be going full force on. So probably like sometime in the beginning of next year, that will probably be ready.
Okay. Now, we were talking before about maybe doing some kind of celebration of this new music at the Record Bin in Michigan City. Will you be playing any of the newer stuff at that point? Are you still working it out on stage, or are we going to focus on just the new album itself?
There will be some of that stuff, too, because some of that stuff was specifically written for those configurations. You know, they were specifically written with that configuration in mind. Everything else is kind of adapted, you know. So, yeah, there, like he was saying, he was talking about that tune Taxi Driver earlier.
Right.
That's basically a standard, right, Ola? Hello?
What did you say?
Oh, a Taxi Driver. That's like a standard.
Yeah. It's a standard.
Yeah, so like we made a version of that tune. It's almost like a jazz standard, but like a Nigerian jazz standard.
Okay.
And we made a version of that tune already, and we got Lauren to sing on it. We got, you know, we got a bunch of people to play on it. And it turned out really nice, but it, like he was saying earlier, it's kind of nothing like they would have played it back in Nigeria,
right,
which was kind of a good thing in his eyes, you know. So it's a little bit more. What's the word I would use to describe it? Like Carlos Jobim type idea, like mixed in with that South African flavor, like that South African samba type of feel. And so that was arranged specifically for that type of configuration, you know. So things like that just make sense to play live, you know.
Ola, what response have you gotten in Nigeria to your music? I mean, are you especially with the earlier albums, which we're going to try to get to a track off of one of the earlier ones before we say goodbye. But what is your status, I guess I'm saying, in Nigeria? Are you playing the bigger rooms? Are you one of those guys that you have to wear your shades when you go out in public, or what?
Ola's really famous.
That's what I'm saying all the time. But, I mean, I would say it's well-received. It's always well-received. And anytime I'm coming to Nigeria, there's always venues willing to give me dates to play. Anytime, like, they always, like, want to know when I'm coming, and they always want to have me played in some major venues. I mean, I played, you went back and did a festival
in Lagos last year, didn't you?
Right,
didn't you
last,
go? Weren't you gone for 2 weeks
year,
doing that?
Last year. And they always kind of call me. There's always this guy who always, well, one of the biggest guys that holds the festivals there. I mean, he always wants me there, always. So whenever, like last year, I was supposed to have one, we couldn't have one. So it just had to kind of, because of COVID, move to this year. So I'm hoping this year, sometime in summer, we always have something. But I mean, it's always been well received. I mean, the first, all the singles and all that, always well received album. And kind of, I wouldn't say people don't like my music. Or in Nigeria, definitely.
That's what he tells the ladies at the bars too.
Hey,
every time we go out, there's some woman out there hitting on Ola over there, and I have to like look over her shoulder at him like,
I need my policeman.
Well, one of the songs that we're going to play now, again off the new album, which is out, this has more of a pop groove to it. It's Keep Your Head Up. Tell us a little bit about that. This one is different than the stuff we've already heard, in my opinion. It seems to have a different type of direction and groove.
Yeah, this is more American. Yeah, so let me say that. this one right there, the key, Keep Your Head Up. I actually wrote that song. It was a kind of a crazy situation for a friend. And I eventually just decided to write it for him, and he said he really appreciated it, and he's an American, he was in a terrible situation. So I told him, okay, I'll write you the song, and eventually I wrote the song, and eventually we decided to give it a listing, and I said, okay, I'm going to put everything in English language, and the whole thing went in English language, and that was all. It was released, and I just decided to just live. Like I was saying, like, listen to all these guys. I could easily write in that direction, too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, I was just going to put this in this direction and just release it that way. And that was why. That was why. That's just what Keep Your Head Up is all about.
Okay. Well, let's play that one. We'll talk some more with Ola. He is my guest today on the first hour. Coming up in just a little bit, Andy's going to stay with us on Midwest Beat for Stop, Drop, Rewind. But we're not done with Ola yet. Your Head Up, featuring Shantia Fleming. I think I said that right. And some tasty horns there. I like that. So that's more of your stab at an Americanized R&B dance kind of tune as opposed to the world beat stuff.
Right, right.
Well, you do a good job at that too, so congrats.
Thank you.
Andy was telling me that you've been doing a lot of recording with the Lauren Dukes album, too, and I know I've seen you play with Lauren. That's a different kind of animal, a little closer to what we heard there. Not exactly, but a little closer. What was it like to work with Lauren, and will you be performing with her? I know you're getting busy, and we're going to talk about some of the flyout dates you're doing, but are you going to be doing more work with Lauren on the live stage as well?
Oh, definitely. We got some dates ready for the summer, from summer. We got some names, some dates already, which was really impressive. We were really looking up for the dates. I mean, I love working with Lauren. One of my favorite singers, actually.
Okay.
Really a good singer, and I like the choice of songs, too.
Now, who is the Shantia that sang with you on that?
Yeah, Shantia Fleming. Yeah, she's here. She's from the South of Chicago. She's a singer, too. She's a singer, a songwriter, and she performed with a lot of bands, also big bands in the Chicago area. And she's actually someone, I just picked up my phone someday and said, oh, my name is this. I got the contact of this person. And this and that. Oh, okay. And we've been playing some duo, sometimes trio together. She sings jazz, she sings R&B. And she's an amazing singer, too. Very good singer.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. There were horns on this that were completely different sounding, too. Who were the horn players? I mean, and will you use more horns in the future?
Oh, definitely. I love horns. So the horn players, the horn section is actually recorded from Cape Town, South Africa, from the music department, brass section on the University of Cape Town. So they recorded the brass section for me. And, they actually had a big band arrangement for some of the tunes already ready for me also. I was clicking the music ready. That whenever we're ready, whenever everything opens up, we're going to play some of the big band tunes. I really love horns. I do.
Okay.
Really looking to playing with more horn players around there. I played with a couple of them. I played with a lot of horn players around there. I mean, they blew your mind. I mean, and I'll be like, definitely I want to do more of horn in the future.
Okay. Andy, now, does Ola play ever with your big band show? Because speaking of horns, you mentioned the big band thing. Do you guys work together on that?
No, not really. But he was just telling me that he wants to do a big band arrangement of one of these tunes.
Okay.
You know, which we'll probably do in the future. It'd be cool to debut that somewhere, you know.
And have him sit in?
Yeah, for sure. And have him sing on it.
I love
to. That would be a really cool. I love big band arrangements of fusion tunes, especially. And that's what our big band is more supposed to be like, you know. Because everybody that does big band does the same old
standards,
like Sinatra stuff. And that's one thing that I can never just, you know, it's always like in 1963, blah, 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 you know, like that type of show. And don't know, it's just not exciting. So, doing a big band arrangement of a fusion tune is always, like, brings so much energy to it. And it would be great to do one. Which one were you thinking again to do?
It's one of the High Life tunes. It's a top track on the album. It's called Awadi.
Awadi, yeah. So that's a High Life tune. So,
we'll
probably be doing something like that. You know, whenever it's been hard with the big band because of COVID, because there's 17 people in it,
right?
Yeah,
but
I know.
You know, it'd be cool to do a arrangement of this.
We should talk about 2022 when everything's rehearsed and everyone's together about doing a show at the Art where you've got a lot of room to move. And it's not cramped up there.
Well, the big band has actually been playing, you know, actually fits okay in some small rooms. Like we fill out Region Ale, you know, we take up the whole wall and then like it brings out a ton of people and it fills up that whole room, you know. But I have been working with some other theaters. Before COVID, I did a show with the big band. I was producing a Christmas show and we were doing it at the Toll Theater.
Okay.
And that went pretty well, you know. So that was my plan, is to move that to the Toll Theater every year, because the Christmas show always sells out because we do big band Christmas. And there's some more like interesting fusion arrangements of Christmas tunes and some singer-songwriter stuff, you know. So, it would be cool to do something like that.
I think we should definitely talk more about doing that and planning it out, and maybe doing a few special guests as well with that.
All right. Well, we were going to do that before COVID, too.
Yeah, we talked about
thing?
It.
Yeah.
That was something we were going to do, but we got to put it back on the front burner here. One more thing I do want to touch with you, Ola, is that Andy mentioned you're going to be doing some dates. You're working with some of the guys in Humphreys McGee and Snarky Puppy, and you're flying out to different parts of the country working again. So that's got to be refreshing. And to be in demand like that, how does that work? What do you do when you fly out to sit in with these guys?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, really? But I mean, it's always been a good experience with me. It's always been good for me. One thing I've also realized is good musicians make good musicians better.
Mm-hmm.
You see, every musician you encounter, you play with. For me, I'm always in a constant learning process. I never stop learning. I'm always in there for that. So the thing for me is with these guys playing with them, it's mind blowing with their talent, amazing talent, and at the same time I'm learning, you know, with the whole craft, the whole process of playing, the whole performance. The energy they're bringing in, and I can say I'm just grateful for the whole thing. Getting the call, playing with these big shots and all that, it's a good experience, and I also hope to play for them more in future.
Okay.
So that's basically what it is.
All right, how can we keep up with you, Ola? Is there a website, or do we go through Sutton Music?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, if you go to Sutton Music, it's definitely, Andy doesn't have a second, he doesn't have another friend that has all that as his name, so he knows you to talk. So, the second one is also, I have my website is under construction, so it should be able to finish maybe before next month. I used to have one, but it just went, I'm trying to construct everything, but I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on all major, social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, but definitely going through Sutton Music also, you can always get hold of me.
Okay, and I'm sure Andy's going to have some buttons there once your official site gets up itself. So Sutton Music, Andy, what is the actual? Is it suttonmusic.com?
Yeah, it's suttonmusicco.com.
Okay.
Sutton Music Co, like CO company.
Okay.
And then you can also always look on Facebook as well. We just got a new intern, so he's going to be updating that every single day and sending out email blasts. So if you want to join the email list, just message us at Sutton Music Co on Facebook, and then you'll be getting updates every month about all the shows that are going to be happening at the beginning of the month. This is going to be starting in the next week or so. So.
Okay. And I know your wife, Anna, is a great photographer. Is she doing the cover for Ola's album by chance?
She actually did the cover of the last one.
Oh,
too.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed.
Amazing cover.
She took some really striking pictures of him in our backyard, actually, with his hair spread out. He's wearing green. Like, she did some nice color schemes. And cool.
You need to send me some of those.
Yeah.
I used a terrible picture to promote this event that I cropped his head out of a group shot we had. Because I'm like, I don't have any good photos of Ola.
Yeah, they should have just been on his Facebook or on my Facebook.
I didn't see any of it. So I apologize for using the weird head floating going on there. But it was the best I could do at the time. But Ola, it's been a pleasure having you on. We're gonna go back to one of the earlier albums. Andy, you and Tom pulled this up. Tell me a little bit about this.
So this tune is called T-Bamache, and this is from one of Ola's earlier albums. Do you want to tell them what it's about, Ola?
Yeah, T-Bamache, it's like it has been done for me. Like, I'm a Christian, follow Christ, and so that song is basically like God has done it for me.
Okay.
So, like, it's more like it's been done. Like, what I've been praying about a particular thing, but finally it's been done. And that album was released in 2014, 2015. The first single since 2014, and the whole album in 2015. So it's like, oh, wow.
It's a song about finding the light.
Finding your... Exactly, right.
Okay.
Finding the right. Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about.
Ola, it's been a pleasure.
That's an amazing musician on that one, too.
It's been a pleasure having you. And I look forward to seeing you. And Andy and I are going to work out to get you that showcase show over at the Record Bin. And you've played there with Lauren before, so you're familiar with the room. And my stage is at your disposal, my friend, anytime you want to use it.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ola. Thanks a lot. Have a safe
Thanks
flight tomorrow.
Me. Thanks, Andy. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, be safe. Yeah. All right, let's play that last song here as we say goodbye to Ola. Coming up in just a little bit, Stop, Drop, Rewind. The guys are warming up in the bullpen.